Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for being with us this morning or whatever time it is where you are, or if you're listening live or listening in the archives, I thank you for being connected to this show because I think when we connect in this way of love, it strengthens each of us, and we have the power of all of us in each one of us. So again, I thank you for being here. I have had a crazy morning, as often happens right before this show. I find that when I'm very connected and when things are moving in that powerful spiritual direction, my energy gets really intense, and that seems to wreck a lot of havoc on electronics and obviously computers, and you have no idea the mess I go through before these shows sometimes, which is why at times I've skipped and haven't done one for a week or so, because it just becomes too complicated, and so I just go with the flow and decide that maybe another time. So what I'm trying to do now is find a way to I guess integrate that energy where I can get high energy and get very connected without somehow putting out a mess of confusion for the vehicles that we communicate through. So anyway, I guess that's my challenge right now. If you're new to the show, I'll give you a brief rundown of how most of the shows go. I usually start out with a general topic. Basically, this show is Awakening to Miracles, and it's basically to connect you with your best steps now on your spiritual path, because we all have miracles within us. We are the miracle, and when we remember that and go down that path, then we bring them into our lives and into the world, those miracles that are really already there, but we're just confused. So this show, the intent of it is to help give people some guidance toward your best steps now on your spiritual path. I usually open the show with a general topic along those lines about just spiritual thoughts and things to ponder. And then I lead into calls. The lines are open for callers. And when the caller calls in, you can call in just to discuss the topic, but most of the calls are people calling in for a quick, what I call mini readings, intuitive readings, for your best steps now on your spiritual path. And they come to me very quickly, usually in symbols and feelings, kind of like the game of charades. I'll see odd little symbols and it will somehow relate to your question or what your direction might be for your best spiritual steps. And by doing it that way, it's very a very quick way to get to the message and get through several callers very quickly. So don't be shy. Don't be afraid. I know if you're listening to this show, you have felt a calling of some sort, or you wouldn't be tuned in. So don't be afraid to call in. The number is 347-633-9823. And if you're listening in, you can also listen in on your phone. So if you're listening that way and I happen to click on you as a caller and you really don't want to be a caller, just tell me you're just listening through your phone. I always say to people, I don't bite. The messages are positive in nature. It's all from spirit, and that's in a very loving way. So there's nothing to be afraid of here. So do, if you feel a little bit pushed, call. You never know what it might turn into. So our topic for today is angels, angels everywhere, letting angels lead the way. Last week's show was really just taken over by angels, I guess you could say. I just felt them swarm in during the show and could feel them all around. And so from that time, I felt angelic presence in a big way all week long and in different signs and even just feelings, overwhelming feelings. And I felt very led into some directions and to put things out there in a bigger way. And one of those is that I'm moving forward with an angel healing class, Angels Touch Therapy, that I'm going to be hosting online. It's free for anyone that wants to participate. I just ask that you have an open heart and a loving heart, that you will enter it with the intention of being a vessel for love and healing for yourself and others. So if you want information on that and you'd like to participate, go to the website angelstouchhealing.com, and there will be a little bit more about it. Basically, this is an energy healing class. It is sort of like Reiki. I'm a Reiki master and teacher, I had several years ago when I had my big awakening, I had symbols that came to me that would be just another energy healing method, and I believe they're all connected and all the same in their essence, even though there may be different avenues to activate them or practice them. So I held on to these thoughts and these symbols and the information until I felt like the time is right. And it's been years now, and I'm moving forward with it. I can't say for sure if some of the delay was my own fear of putting it out there and what if it doesn't work, even though I've taught this in person to several close people to sort of try it out. And I know it works. Things like that always work with the willing heart. Whether it has been my stalling or it just wasn't time, I'm not really sure. Maybe it was a combination of both. But I am putting that out there now, and it will be starting. It's actually indirectly already starting because for this next week, I'm asking the people that participate try to do a daily meditation and prayer that to open themselves up to be that vessel. So I can get you on the email list, and we have a Facebook group where we're going to discuss things, and I can give you that information. Just go to the website angelstouchtherapy.com and read a little bit about the whole idea, and also email me at sherrylane444@gmail.com, and in your email subject line, please put angel healing class or angels touch or something like that, because I get a lot of emails and that helps me run through them more quickly to put you on the email list for the class. Again, it's free. It's online. If you felt a calling and you've wanted to open up in a new way and open up new gifts in yourself, I encourage you to go to the website, read a little bit about it, and see if it resonates with you and it's something like you feel called to do. So it's very exciting, although all of my electronic issues then caused me to get in a little bit of a panic because it will be done online. So bear with me is all I have to say to those participating. sometimes things are a little bit out of my control as to what will work and when, but I think with the right mindset and with loving hearts that are not going to be too critical, we'll get through it okay, and we'll just see where it takes us. So I'm very excited about that, and would love to have anyone that's curious about it to read more and perhaps participate with us. I think it's going to be really amazing for us if we just enter it together and let it go where it goes. I want to talk a little more about angels and, because of my electronic issues right before the show, I kind of got off of my, not plan, but off topic in my panic to get everything working. But I want to talk about how some of the ways that angels, and when we open ourselves to angels, how it can come through in our lives, through healing, through shifts in things around us. And one of the reasons I want to do this healing class is sometimes all we need is that little nudge and that little it's like you're sitting in class raising your hand like, pick me, or I'm ready. Or sometimes we just need that little step in the right direction, and maybe another step or two in the direction that when we get pushed or urged to seek something more, sometimes all we need is that tiny little nudge to really open things up in us in a vast way. And in my case, that's how angels led me. I had been, I guess for, I don't know, maybe 10 years, I had been kind of on a spiritual seeking path, just in terms of, reading books that were different from the Christian faith I grew up in. Not really different, but sort of different, just a little more open, and to things like past lives and just in general meditation, or that we're all one and we're not, it's not, there's no single specific religion that's right or wrong. Or and so I was on that general path, and I knew there was more, and I would get feelings and feel led in more subtle ways, and I kind of followed. But I came to a point in time where I just had an immense spiritual awakening that just like flipped the switch, and it lasted a couple weeks, and on that really, really high level, just all knowing, all joyful, everything in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, all just seem perfect. And it's a place that once you touch that, once you go there, it's like touching God. That's the only way I can explain it. And once you go there, you're still in this world, in this existence, and you're still navigating through, you don't just have, you can keep your own energy high, but you're having to mix and mingle with all sorts of energy and vibration and fears and bombarded. And so once you've been there, though, and you know it's there, I don't think it ever leaves you, and you just seek to go back there, but you're still navigating through the ego of this world. And so you run into obstacles, it can get frustrating. But I know that when you're seeking that, it will find ways to reveal itself. And for me, angels were very, very present. I had this sudden recollection of a box of angel cards that I had bought at a Unity church when I went to see Wayne Dyer speak, and I went into their bookstore, and for some reason this box of angel cards, they're by Doreen Virtue, Messages from Angels, it just spoke to me, and it was really mostly because of the beautiful angels in the, depicted on the cards. And I didn't really look at it as any kind of message tool or oracle deck or anything like that. I just thought they were pretty. tucked them into a bottom drawer in my vanity and pretty much forgot about them. I'm sure they had been there a couple years or more. And suddenly I recalled that and went to find it, and I started using it like an Oracle deck. I'd never done anything like that. And it was a deck of, I think, 50, 52 cards and maybe 54. And they were all named angels that had a specific message, but there were four archangels in it. And that was Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. And so as I would daily, you know, do these cards and flip a few, I didn't really know what I was doing, but hey, I was open to it. I really don't even know why I was doing it. but I noticed that three of the archangel cards kept coming up for me. You know, if I would flip five cards, three of them would be Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And I noticed this pattern. It was very prominent to me. And so, you know, I was feeling really good, just that sort of connection to angels and the beauty of the cards. And there were other things that just sort of, it was like leading me around by the nose, spiritually or energetically, because I don't know how I knew, you know, the what to do or where angels were pushing me. But one of the ways that they directed me was to try Reiki, and I'd never heard of Reiki before. And I was having some sinus problems, and someone suggested acupuncture, or somebody mentioned, and I thought, yeah, you know, I really would like to try that. What can it hurt? And so I was looking for acupuncture, and on one of the sites of a place near me, on the sidebar, there was the word Reiki, and it was like it just jumped out at me. And my eyes were drawn there. I clicked on it. I had never heard of it before. And I read about it. And as soon as I read about it, I knew I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to go do this. And yet I didn't click and schedule a session with that particular place or at that particular place. Something told me go to a whole different place. And, I went to, Wellspring Reiki outside of Atlanta with Brad Dixon, and he's wonderful. But, you know, so even that, though, that choice to go to him, I knew was guided by something outside of myself. And I wasn't really thinking angels were guiding me yet. I wasn't quite to that step of understanding it, but I knew I was guided. I mean, it was beyond me. I just felt so compelled. And it's kind of funny when I look back, and even at the time I was sort of laughing at myself, but I had no fear. I mean, I'm going to this male's house. I don't know him. It's just, you know, it was, but I had total peace about it, no fear whatsoever. And it was just beautiful, and he's wonderful, and we're friends to this day. And I do miss that about Atlanta, getting to go to his Reiki circles and some other friends I have there. But anyway, I had that Reiki session, and I felt so light and peaceful, and you know, I could see colors during it. I could feel something happening, but I didn't know what. You can't always feel things. Sometimes you feel tingly. I felt a little bit of that. But anyway, I went home, and you know, that night I went to sleep, and I had powerful angel dreams. I mean, so vivid. And for several nights in a row, I was having these dreams just very intensely, and I'm not going to go probably into the full story, but angels were really guiding me, and it's as if they led me to open myself up to Reiki, which in turn would open me up. The energy would open me up so that they could download, so to speak, or activate gifts that were already inside me. But I had to take that step from this end to show that I was willing and that I was listening and following. So when I did that, and when the energy, whatever it did to me, I can't explain what it does through science or anything. I don't even know, but it's like, I don't know why when electricity or how electricity works, but I know I can walk over and turn the switch on and the light will come on. So something in the energy did something to help open me up, and then it was like floodgates of information, and then after that is when I just had that powerful life before your eyes, and I'm in this 2.5 week period of absolute bliss and all-knowing. And so when you have opportunities like this to step forward and say, yes, I want more and I want angel guidance, if you feel the least bit of nudge in that direction, participate. Say, yes, I'm ready. And you never know what it's going to bring into your life. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's not like every problem disappears forever, because like I said, you have that, I had that blissful 2.5 weeks, but I still had to sort of come back here into this dimension more fully in the body and deal with this life, but I was coming back with a mission, and I didn't know how it would play out. We have free will, and also other people have free will, so you can't always look perfectly into the future and say exactly how something's going to play out, but I did know that I was going to try. I was going to try to live my purpose as best I could, and that if I got off the path, that somehow angels and spirit would find a way to nudge me back on. And it's just like when you drive, if you have a GPS navigator, a Garmin or whatever, TomTom, and you know you're driving on your path and it's telling you where to go very clearly. Oops, but you accidentally go the wrong direction on your exit, and so you're driving in the wrong direction. And what does it do? It tells you recalculating, and it gives you the new way back to the right path. And that's exactly what happens on our spiritual path. We don't always hear it perfectly. We can't always even follow it perfectly. Like, to use that analogy, you know, you're driving down the road, your GPS is telling you which way to go, and oops, all of a sudden there is a big wreck ahead of you, and you need to get off of that highway to detour a different direction, and then it will tell you how to get back on the path, you know. So you're going to have some of those kind of obstacles, and even with guidance, you'll just get new guidance, and you'll get back on your path if you stay committed to it. So that's something to keep in mind, that you step forward in your spiritual path, and things will be brighter and rosier because you'll have a new vibration, but there's still going to be obstacles. There's still going to be things to overcome. Sometimes it's your own fear. Sometimes it's the fear of the world and the world's insistence on hanging on to the old ways. And as we shift into this new dimension that we are well on our way into, or at least many of us, as we shift, those who haven't shifted yet or who have resisted will resist even harder. And that's where we have to discern sometimes where to remove ourselves from certain environments in order to complete our own mission and path, and where we have to dig in because maybe they're really on the verge of blossoming through. That's not always easy to discern either. But it is, I believe, for many of us, if not all of us, the reason that we're here right now. This is this glorious moment, this glorious time, this glorious period that we're here for. And it's time for us to seize that. So if you feel the nudge if you're listening to this, I believe you probably have felt a nudge and you've probably been led here. I won't say probably, I'll say you have been. Consider saying, I'm ready for the next level, I'm ready for the next step, or if I'm ready, show me the way. Because maybe you're not quite ready, but there are things you can do to get ready. So you can take those steps to be more prepared for your bigger mission and your purpose. So I definitely encourage you to do that. You know when you're being called, and the more you fight it, the more disconnected you'll feel, or so if you're being called, it's a beautiful thing to answer. And the more people that answer that call, the easier it is on everyone. When we connect this way, even when we don't know it and don't realize, it's the force of many in each one of us. It's exponentially magnified. And we're bringing light in a way that so many people can't understand or even think it's nuts. But let me tell you, there's something to it. And I'm going to take a quick break. I need a little water break. I'm going to play some music, Calling All Angels by Train, and I want you to listen to that and feel the call within yourself. Let it emerge and let yourself begin to feel what direction and what your purpose is. Listen to that music and decide if you want to answer the call and you want it to be revealed to you. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you some stories of some miraculous healings that I've been able to witness and be part of, and it's really beautiful. So please hang in there, stay tuned, listen to this music, and feel deep inside you if you're being called right now. every time I hear that song, I get chills. That was one of the songs that angels used to communicate with me during and right after that awakening period that I went through. So every time I hear it, it gives me chills and makes me smile and helps me realize that I just have to keep going down this path. I hope it meant something to you, and if it gave you chills or gave you funny feelings inside, then I think it's probably speaking to you too. And that is a way that angels will communicate with us. Music is a very big way that angels communicate. I think that's why we always have the image of choirs of angels, because they do use sound and music to sort of tune us back into the proper vibration. Let's see. We have a caller, so I'm going to take that call, and then I'll come back to the stories about some really powerful healing that I've been part of and been able to witness, been blessed to witness. But first caller now, I'll remind you that if you don't have a question and you're just listening through your phone, because occasionally people just listen that way, then you don't have to feel forced to ask a question or get a reading. You can just tell me that. Or if you just want to comment on the topic, that's fine. But if you'd like a reading and have a question, then just let me know that. So it's area code 360. You're going to be live in just a moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I did have a question.
Okay. What's your first name?
My first name is Lori.
Okay. And
yes.
What's your question, Lori?
Well, I'm trying to find a place to live. I'm on Section 8 housing and stuff, you know, and so it's really
mm-hmm.
hard, and I can't stand where I live right now, and I went and looked at a mobile home yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but it would take some finagling, and they want like $5,000 down on it and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, you know, does that look like it would be a possibility to pursue, or...
Okay, all right, what I'm going to do is talk through this with you. I'm going to tell you the images I saw, and usually as I start talking and telling about it, it comes to me what it might mean, or there may be some meaning for you, like, oh, I know what. Sometimes it can be something from a memory from the past, an event that you know, the image might trigger, which might give you some guidance. And so I usually talk through it with people to find out what that might be. And it can also just be symbolic of what we're going through right now. So immediately when you started talking, I saw a sled, you know, like a child's sled, and kind of speeding down the hill, the icy hill. And so I don't know if that is there any kind of significance to a memory of that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I have memories of I used to do that when I was a child. But,
Did you ever have an accident or anything?
Yeah.
Okay. What, describe the accident to me. What, was it severe or was it?
Well, I went underneath the truck and banged my head on underneath the truck.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. How? What? I was feeling like that may have been a memory, and there could have been something traumatic that happened with it. It's funny how this works. Little things like that sometimes. I mean, even though it wasn't little, obviously, but memory, you know, you're okay now, but somehow I think there's something surrounding that event that has been some kind of block for you. Maybe it's caused fear in you, maybe, can't put the words to it, but it's, I think there may be some kind of block that either happened with that event or just in that general time. What was going on in your life at that general time other than the accident? Was there any other kind of upheaval in family? Or?
I didn't like, my mother and I never got along. I didn't like where I lived then neither.
Okay. How old were you?
Like first grade, you know.
Okay.
My whole life, I didn't like living where I lived.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We're on to something here. Kind of clicked when you said that.
Mm.
I'm getting chills. There's something about not living or liking where you lived has stuck in a pattern for you. And so your intention indirectly is drawing places to live that you aren't going to like and that are. Does that make any sense at all to you? I know that sounds really... Okay. So there is something there that, you know, even though you don't realize it at all, you're attracting places to live that you don't like and that don't suit you or serve you well. And so it's not directly related to that sled ride, but in some ways it that whole period is has something to do with inability to attract the most supportive home and the one that makes you feel the most at home. So you set the seed for that longing for and that the want, you know, the laws of attraction, that want and that being sort of stuck in that I don't like my home is indirectly bringing you homes that you don't like.
Right.
Okay. Now, the good part about it is that you have that awareness of, I don't know how that got to be a block, but wow, it sure is. then you can shift it. And you can change through affirmations and just your willingness, your recognition. Sometimes the recognition is all you need. Like, wow, I've been pulling bad homes to myself all this time. Somehow I planted that seed and now it's grown into a tree, but I want a different tree. So I feel like the best thing you can do is focus on the home that you do want and focus intensely on that. And so this is on a core level. This is on an energy level and deep within you. Focus on what your home would be like, what it feels like to sit in it, and do that as much as you possibly can, because deep inside you're actually – you have some negative reaction to home and that cozy home feeling and being disconnected from it. So I want you to look up some affirmations that have to do with home. And I'm thinking Archangel Jophiel. Look up Archangel Jophiel and create in your mind the home that makes you feel loved and safe and supported and that you want to come home to, and daydream about it all that you can. Put on some music and close your eyes and just feel it. Feel that home and do a dream board of homes that would feel good to you and revisit it every single day and begin to shift your relationship with home to something beautiful and what you wish to create. And by doing that, you're planting the seeds to draw it toward you. You're putting the energy out that's going to draw it toward you. Now, you asked the question about the mobile home. It feels like to me, no, not just yet, because until you shift that energy, it's probably not going to set up to be the perfect place for you anyway. I want you to first, now it may be that a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, that place feels exactly right. But more importantly is before you enter into any new home or even seeking it, that you really, really focus on knowing that there is that perfect home and knowing that it's right there, and you're just shifting your vibration to align with it. You're just not aligned with the safe, comfy, lovely feeling home right now. Shift that alignment, and then it will become clear to you what steps to take.
Okay.
I feel that sigh. Explain that sigh to me. Is it a
sigh of
distress?
I just don't feel like I have a lot of options. I don't feel like I have a lot of options. You know,
I'm really limited
financially.
And I want you to try to step out of that.
Okay.
Feeling limited. I know it's really, really difficult, Lori. So I'm not minimizing it. But I want you to trust, and I want you to ask angels for help. I want you to pray about it, but I want you to attempt to tune in to the home that's perfect and the options. Maybe they're there, and because you haven't ever felt them there, you know, the longer we go with kind of getting that beat down in certain areas, the harder it is for us to overcome and have that leap of faith and shift that vibration. But I want you to commit to tuning in that way, to feeling like there are solutions and it's there and it's coming to you, and feel that home, and just more than anything, feel what it feels like to be in it. You don't necessarily have to paint what the home will be like or what it looks like, or you can if that helps you. And that's why the dream board, you know, cut out pictures, or, you know, go online and find pictures and then, you know, post them on a dream board, you know, of the kinds of homes that would make you feel happy to come home to, big, small, whatever. But more than anything, sit and close your eyes and feel that feeling of what it would feel like to be in a home that feels safe, secure, like it nurtures you and like it's a joy to be there. It's shift that vibration. This, for you, the best step is vibrationally. And I so urge you to attach to that and tune into it, and I guess try it is the best way. Try it and let it begin to shift, because I think it's there for you. I think it's closer than you realize, but you're going to have to do the vibrational work to get out of the "I have no options about a home, it's not going to be good." You have to get out of that and believe. I mean, I know it's hard, so don't think I'm saying it lightly. But I also know that if you ask for help from angels and spirit, that things that seem hard to us become not so hard, and sometimes they even become easy, and sometimes they're even instantaneous depending on our faith level. But I do feel like it's there for you. So go with me on this and do this work, this exercise. Even look in the mirror and say, "I am safe at home and I love my home." And, you know, every little bit that you can tune in that way and shift yourself, it's going to bring a different, it's going to attract a whole different vibration in that area of home.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to say a little prayer for you, a little silent prayer, and I'm there with you. I know lots of other people are too, and you can do this, Lori. You can. You can shift it, and you can attract something better for yourself, that where you feel nurtured and supported and ready to be who you really are. Okay?
Nice. Thank you.
Okay. And just be committed to it. Do it every minute that you can. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That's an example of how in this world our experiences can shove us into a different vibration where we get stuck in attracting more of the same of what we don't want. And I don't mean to say that like, well, it's your own fault, it's your own doing. Because we don't always know what vibration, and we do have experiences that teach us things, or, you know, that shift us into that ego and fear, and our expectations change into not expecting much, but we can do vibrational work that can shift that right back. And, you know, sometimes it's been a long time coming. It's been our entire lives. So you have to stay committed, because our ego is going to keep trying to pull us back to all those other times. Yeah, right. Don't believe this time, because did it ever come through the other times? But you have to have the faith to push through it. and keep at it? And are you willing to do that inner work and the vibrational work to move beyond and move into something new? And I can feel so much right there for Lori. I can feel blessings, and I can feel her happy and comfortable in her little new home that feels safe and light and happy for her. And so I'm going to have faith with you, Lori. You can do this. You can shift. But you've got to resist the temptation to go back to the other thinking. And boy, it will be there. I know from experience. I know how it's been there for me, and how it can drag you back so many times. But okay, I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to tell you some healing stories. So the next call is from area code 678. Hello?
Hi.
So you're from, I assume, Atlanta area?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your first name?
Regina.
Okay, Regina. Do you have a question today, or were you just listening in, or do you have a comment, or what can I do for you today?
Well, I have a question about my career.
Okay.
I just want to see what the angels want to say about that, because I'm working two jobs right now, and it's the reason why I'm working two jobs right now. And I'm just hoping that something will break through, that I'll just only have one job.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be so exhausted at times. So
uh-huh.
I just want to see what, or do I need to change everything and go a different path?
Okay.
Just want to see what they think.
Okay, then I'm going to talk through this with the first image I got. And the first thing I got, but it was very fleeting, I got in my head marigolds, a flower, you know, marigold. But then it was marigolds, but really just gold, the color gold.
Okay.
So I don't know, is there anything with either of your jobs that has gold in the title or the logo or anything like that? It felt like maybe there was some relation there. Is there any, you said you work two jobs right now?
Yes, and none of them have gold.
Nothing about
gold. One of them is a health department, and the other one is...
Say that again, I missed that first part. A what department?
The health department.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And the other one is a retail store, but I work in the office.
Okay. Feels like something, I don't know, gold color has a significance. So since it doesn't relate directly to any job that you have right now,
mm-hmm.
it may... There's a possibility, I think it may relate to another job that you're going to do, but you don't need to obsess over that and think, oh, I got to find
right.
that job.
Right, exactly. It'll come.
Yeah, so when I see colors, when something gets narrowed down to a color, it's often about chakra or angels. It can, you know, because each one sort of represents a ray, a color and ray of the rainbow. Or,
mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to narrow it down by asking you, is there any significance to the word gold or that, you know, the concept of gold? So as I was saying that just now, you know, I said it can either be chakras or it can be angels, and the Archangel Uriel came to mind. Are you familiar at all with Uriel?
Just a little bit, much.
Okay. Well, okay, now I'm saying this, and when I get these chills, it usually means, yes, that's the message to key in on. I feel like you have Uriel around you a lot, he represents divine wisdom, ideas and thought. He's very subtle. It's interesting because Archangel Michael is very... Pow, bam, you know he's there.
Right.
Uriel has all that power, but it's in a real subtle way. You won't really even feel anything, but Uriel comes in like a sudden idea or, you know, a sudden bit of wisdom that just sort of pops into our head. And he's around you, I feel like, very strongly. And the other thing about him is that he has a lot to do with manifestation. So when Uriel's around... someone, they're usually in a really good place of manifestation at that time.
Oh, okay.
And So I want you to be very, very aware of your thoughts.
Right.
So that you're only focusing on the things that you wish to attract. And actually, this can apply to the last caller as well. You know, only focus on the things you wish to attract and speak to Archangel Uriel. Tell, like I said, you won't always hear him. He won't always be as bold in his replies, but, you know, speak to him, tell him the things you wish to manifest or the things that you would like answers to, and I think you'll get them. He is always, when he's around, I always feel like it's a really big time for the person because he does have such subtle power. So I want you to read all you can about him because there are things that you're going to discover that I'm not even telling you now and they're going to jump out at you and embrace that connection right now because I always feel like he's there when it's a big time and especially for manifesting. So, you know, that's really good for this three-dimensional world that we live in because sometimes we do need to manifest those kind of things to help mm-hmm. smooth our path even spiritually. So as this relates to job, that could be very beneficial to you to connect you to the right situation. So just read all you can about him, feel that connection, ask for it, and see what comes of it. And I guarantee you there will be little thoughts that come in your head and things if you stay, you know, just stay positive on what you wish to attract, and you're going to get some answers and some direction. I know you are.
Yeah. I mean, because what I really want to do in my career, I want to, of course, pursue my passion, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I got to make sure everything is covered before
yes.
I make mm-hmm. that big leap.
Yes,
and
you
know
you
want to
do it in a wise way,
mm-hmm.
And that's where this is perfect because he's all about wisdom, and he's not,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like, you know, Archangel Michael, he's kind of the warrior, and he's bold, and he's like, now, push. I think that Uriel is more subtle, and also maybe Uriel, you know, when it's Uriel, maybe it ends up being something that works in our life subtly, so it's not upheaval, and, you know,
right,
which is
exactly.
great, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's the perfect wavelength for you right now. It's not the wham, bam, you know, barrel through it and just,
yeah.
you know, take no prisoners. It's more of I want to do it in a subtle, wise way, and
exactly.
so you're hooked in with the exactly right archangel for that. So.
Oh, wow. And normally, okay. like, when I get, like, angels around me, I will get Michael. That would be, like,
uh-huh.
the first one. They would say, he is around you, like, a lot. And I'm
Well, you probably have the maybe a warrior mentality and kind of that gung-ho. And so by balancing that with Uriel and wisdom,
mm-hmm.
you have a little bit of both. You have that passion, and but you're tempering it with wisdom so that you can make those just right choices that don't create upheaval for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't want to jump somewhere where I'm just going to land in the water and I can't get out. And
yeah.
I can't do
yeah.
that when,
what now?
You know, others. Exactly. And
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to do that. I got to have goals and steps mm-hmm. to achieve.
You're gonna get lots of wisdom and calm, and it's going to balance with that Michael personality. And I think it's perfect for you. So.
Oh, thank you. Great
right.
reading.
All right. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Lovely calls there. Okay, I keep telling you, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some healing things that I've been part of, and particularly back shortly after that big awakening that I've talked about. And so, let's see, where did I leave off? You know, I had a Reiki session, and it led me, and angels led me in all these directions, and very shortly after that, I knew that I had to learn Reiki, and so I went back to Wellspring Reiki in Atlanta, and I took classes and got attuned and learned it that way, and it really did just, you know, by me taking those steps, it showed my willingness, and it opened up these gifts in me, and I, you know, can look back, and I mean, there's so many, but particularly during that time, and you know, I've gotten a little bit away from it because I have had life things to get in order and maybe preparing for a next phase. But some of the things that happened during that time, and it was often enough that it wasn't just coincidence, but, you know, things like doing Reiki on someone that was at end-stage kidney failure, and an elderly man and his kidneys started working again, and it was something that doctors said never happened, and they couldn't really explain it, but it did happen. And his daughter, you know, emailed me and said, and she practiced Reiki too, and she had asked me to do that for him, and he was asking for prayer, so he was willing recipient, and I just, you know, joined in that kind of prayer and ask for that healing ability to come through, and that's when it happened. And I could tell you so many things like that. Another was a distance healing like that. A man that had been in an accident and had been in a coma and in another state, and through friends of friends, someone asked me if I would do the distance Reiki, distance healing. It doesn't necessarily have to be Reiki by name or by practice or how it's done, that prayerful energy healing and just really being the vessel for God's healing love. And so, you know, I asked, is that okay with the family? And they had not heard of it before, but they were willing and said yes and asked me to do that. And I did. And he came out of the coma, and even though they were not familiar with energy healing, you know, they were in traditional faiths. Okay, I don't know what happened there. Sorry for the dead time, but it's what I'm talking about with these crazy electronic issues, and I'm at a loss for how to tone it down. But it's when I'm talking about things like that, and there is such, I don't know, such energy, such vibration, such power, it does seem to goof with my electronics like crazy. So I'll go back to my story. Hopefully I'll stay on here enough to finish it. Hopefully some of you are still listening. So I did the distance energy for this man in the coma. I don't know, he's probably 500 miles away from me. And he woke up. He came out of the coma like same evening that I was doing the distance energy. And this family was in, you know, very traditional faith, and they had never heard of that kind of thing, but they were open to it, and they told me that we know why it happened. You know, lots of people have been praying for him, but it's not coincidence that it happened exactly when you did that distance energy. So it made believers out of them, and I'm telling you, there's so much power that we have at our fingertips, literally at our fingertips, you know, laying on hands. And when we're willing to let God's love flow through us, and a big part of it is to lay down judgment, and to whatever person presents themselves to you and you're working with them or giving of yourself toward their healing and sharing that energy, you have to see them as one with you, and you have to see them through God's eyes as perfect. You can't see them as less than you. You can't see them as that bum on the street. You can't see them as that political opponent, you know, that person that believes opposite you on the political spectrum, so therefore they're just terrible. You have to see them as perfect in God's eyes. And that's when the flow starts so powerfully. And yet that's where we have the most obstacles. We're a world divided, and a world that continues to divide itself more and more and more. and people that stay angry at the other side, that, you know, anyone that disagrees with them, or we don't have people reaching out in love. And if you can't reach out in love to your opposition, then you're stuck in that anti-healing. So, anyway, that was powerful. Knocked my computer out. We have another caller, and I am trying to read the chat line. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to take the caller first, and then I have a question on the chat line that I'm going to go to. The caller is area code 480. You'll be live soon.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, my name is fantastic. My name's Mike.
Mike, okay. Do you feel with your name you have any connection to Archangel Michael, Mike?
Yeah. There's a big influence there.
Yes, I thought so. So probably no coincidence that you were named Michael. In fact, as I say that, I just get a big wash over me. Just enormous. Like, no, it's no coincidence. You have the influence of Archangel Michael in a huge way. So always keep that in mind and use it well. He's pretty intense.
Absolutely.
Does he push you in ways that are really annoying sometimes?
I tell you what, I mean, if the situation or whatever that's been going on over the past several months, if he has anything to do with it, yeah, hell yeah.
And he doesn't take no for an answer very well.
No.
Yeah.
It's been interesting, and I think I finally got myself to a place where I'm okay. So, you know, in dealing with the change, and you know, it's just kind of, all right, let's just see what's next.
Well, you know, one good thing about it, he does have a great sense of humor. That's always good with Michael, but boy, can he be annoying when he starts pushing.
And despite my constant saying with affirmations of ease and grace, yeah, not the case.
Yeah. Okay, do you have a question today, Mike? Part of your message was just that the affirmation that, boy, Archangel Michael is, you are really aligned with him, and that's always some kind of big purpose, and he opens people up, you know, on their, to their spiritual purpose, but you have that him, and I'm laughing kind of that, that's not an easy ride always, but do you have a specific question?
I do, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because, you know, literally when I, all of a sudden at 40, it started to open up, and you know, not that I do readings or anything like that professionally and stuff like that, but, you know, I do them for friends and, you know, other woohoo people and stuff like that, and kind of trade back and forth. So,
that's more how my avenue has been. It's not a profession. It's not, you know, an income stream for me, you know, and I've had to navigate some of my own finances to make it possible. But, you know, that's more how I do it, word of mouth, and then I branched out into this, but really just as my way, my gift and my sharing. So I think there's so many people that it's not a profession for, but that doesn't diminish it one bit, and even sometimes maybe it strengthens it because you don't, you know, you're just giving of it and letting it flow through you. So as we talk, I think you've got a really big next step that Michael is going to be pushing you toward. So, it sounds like fun, but it sounds like you're going to go, what?
You know?
So maybe that'll come up in the call, maybe not, but there, he's kind of like snickering, like you got a ride coming, but it'll be fun. Okay. So what's your question, Mike?
Yeah, the question is basically with my career aspect. I'm actually waiting on a wire transfer of some money from I have a consulting business, and I work with a provider of services, and he's basically earmarked a small portion of the commission just to kind of keep me afloat and my attention on sending him more business. And it was supposed to go down Friday or Monday, you know, and now it, he says probably it should be in my account today at 3 o'clock West Coast time. And I was just kind of wondering to see if that was kind of going through, because it would be a nice little, what is it, life preserver.
Okay. Before you even asked me, is that going through, and you were talking about it coming in at 3, I was feeling like maybe there was going to be a little glitch. So
okay.
Now I will readily throw in there that I don't know if it's just because of my own glitches lately that I'm going, oh, great, more electronics.
Right.
I will tell you that when Archangel Michael is connected to things, because he is like sort of over electricity and all that kind of crazy things happen electronically. And so, but what I did feel like is there might be a kind of a glitch, but that it is going to go through. It just might not be exactly smooth and perfect. So,
okay. So
that's just what I was feeling while you were talking. So I figured, you know, since that ends up being your question, then there might be a glitch, but I think it will go through. It might get a little bit delayed, or it might seem like it's not going to go through, but it will. And let's see, there was something else I was trying to write. I want to go back to what I first saw when you started talking, and I don't know how it might relate, but it was a box of crayons, you know, like you color with when you're little. And so as we talked, it felt like to me, because, you know, I said earlier that Michael is wanting you to know that you're on the verge of some next big step, and he's going to be pushing you. He's there, you know, laugh with him, talk with him, even tell him sometimes, get away, I can't do that right now.
Right.
He likes that bold kind of conversation. And the crayons, it feels like to me that it's really symbolic of broad spectrum opening up all the colors in yourself. So you know, like all the chakras have a color, and so the box of crayons sort of represents all the colors, and I want you to concentrate on chakras and colors and do some meditations that are about opening all those chakras up and be aware of colors. And when you're seeing a lot of a certain color, go look up maybe how it relates in a spiritual way, what chakra, of course, that it relates to, but also maybe what angel, what archangel, you know, they all have a certain ray, and allow color to communicate with you. And I think you're going to get a lot of insight through color. That's going to be one of the ways of that messages come to you. And okay, as I'm talking, have you ever done any kind of energy healing work? Do you practice anything like that?
You know, I've, you know, in my development, I, you know, within the development class and per se and so forth, that comes through in a lot of messages. And I kind of just got my first taste. I just met a new group of people that we just kind of hang out and whether do messages or whatever, healings and stuff.
That's
and
a great way to do it. No agenda.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. And I just had my first kind of healing experience where I kind of saw a native guide of mine. And I don't really see, but I kind of feel a no.
Yeah, I feel
and,
more than see, too. Yes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I kind of saw him, like, you know, with an eagle feather and sage type of thing and just kind of, you know, working around this woman type of thing. So, again, I don't know exactly what
chills it, again, what... chills again, because the reason I asked you that is that I got this wash over me, like you have natural, immense, just huge, immense healing abilities within you.
Okay.
So it may come out through that sage medicine man kind of avenue. I feel like there's something to touch as well. So up until this point, you've been a healer through messages and that kind of vibration. And okay, now this is why the box of all the colors, everything is opening up in a broader way for you. And so that sage type healing ability as well as touch. It's like they're all just sort of exploding at once. And embrace it. If you're, you know, if you're ready for it, say you're ready for it and embrace it and just let you know, yourself be led down the path to the next thing and the next. It's huge, Mike. It's huge. So,
wow. Yeah,
be
no,
afraid
I'm,
of it.
I mean,
be ready for it. I mean, and as I say it, I can't even tell you the chills that are like all over me. And when that happens, it's just, it's affirmation. And,
right.
And it's, and so many people are experiencing it right now at this time because we've done the work and the light, and it's like we're getting over that hurdle where there are enough of us doing this now that it intensifies for everybody and it gets, you know, stronger and more powerful and also easier for everyone. The more people, you know, it's kind of that tipping point, and that's where we are. And so all of us are being pushed into this bigger, you know, open those gifts up more. Now's the time. So that's where you are, and it's really cool. It's very exciting, but don't hold back, I guess, is what I'm hearing too. Just don't hold back. Just let it all out there. Be willing to be that vessel in every direction. And then as I'm talking, have you ever watched the movie, Michael, that John Travolta was in?
Yeah.
Okay. I think watch it again because Michael's around you so much that I think you're going to see – you're going to be reminded of things about his personality, because I always think that movie – you know, whoever wrote that movie had to have had significant experiences with Archangel Michael, because it was so spot on to what I feel when he's around. So just that, by watching it, you're going to get that connection. You're going to understand humor's fine. You don't have to have this reverence. Talk to him like he's, you know, your friend, and that friend that's sort of annoying, but that you really love a lot. So, talk to him like he's real and not just like, oh, he's an angel, I have to talk to this, you know. One of my favorite lines from that movie was, you know, he's smoking, you know, like crazy, and, you know, he's got all these women, and they look at him like, seriously, like, you're an archangel. And they give him that look, and he says, I'm an angel, not a saint. So be yourself, be real, and have conversation. And he's there big, and if you're ready for it, it's going to be a big, you're going to have things open up in you that you never imagined.
That's fantastic, and it's,
okay.
And it's funny because, anyways, I've been on long enough, I'm sure you probably have other people, so it was fantastic talking with you, and it was the first time checking out the show.
Okay, great, thank you for calling in.
Have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was nice. Archangel Michael is very funny. Like I said, though, he's also very annoying sometimes when he wants you to do something that you maybe don't want to do. It's literally like a hand in my back sometimes. Just shoving. Go ahead, say it. And I'm trying to hold back, and then, he just keeps on and on and on. And he has a lot of passion, but it's a good thing to have Michael there with you. He also has a lot of power and can do a lot of things if we're willing. He just doesn't like he doesn't want lightweights, and he'll push you in a good way. Okay, I have something on the chat board that I wanted to. I guess it's someone calling for a little guidance. It says, hi, I'd like to ask angels if there's any connection between me and the guy I've crossed paths with around thrice, so around three times at work. I get a good vibe from him. I don't know his name. Okay, I would say that if you're getting a good vibe, then that's a good thing. Trust your own vibes. And I think sometimes where we get sidetracked or off track is we have a vibe, but then we try to make something fit into how we think it's supposed to be or how the world. And so, you know, maybe we have a vibe that we have an initial vibe like, I don't like that person. And then, well, but he's cute. It sure would be nice to have a date. It sure would. We talk ourselves into it. And then it's really, we should have trusted our 5 to begin with, and it ends up playing out not great. Or the other thing is we get a good vibe, but we're too chicken to pursue it or be open to it, and nothing ever comes of it, but who knows, maybe something could have. But, you know, first and foremost, you have those vibes for a reason. And so I would say there is a connection between you and the guy, but I would also say, and we tend to in this world, I guess because of novels and Hollywood and movies, and when it comes to male, female especially, you know, we think that a good vibe necessarily means romance, and maybe the good vibe, you have to remember that we have many, many soulmates, and soulmates aren't just about romance and chocolates and wine and roses. Soulmates and the people that we feel that instant connection to oftentimes are just people that are on our path that we have a soul agreement with that are going to help us in some way to fulfill our purpose, and vice versa. So when it's male-female, I think that can get confused very easily, because it feels like this connection that maybe is meant to be something else, and it isn't always. So, you know, be cautious when you follow those vibes. Don't have any set agenda for where it's supposed to go. Just let it go where it will. And, you know, as a friendship, it can be short-term, long-term. Nothing has to be permanent. You know, understand that. A soulmate can be someone that you encounter when you're on a walk and you know, sit down on a park bench and you end up having a 5-minute conversation with, but there was something from that conversation that resonated inside you, maybe even in ways that you can't understand or can't feel. But there was something at that exact moment that you needed to hear or were supposed to hear, or even the energetic connection that you were supposed to have that was going to is going to shift you in a different way. So follow your vibes, but don't attach an agenda. Don't attach the outcome to that. Let the vibes lead you, and don't need to shove it into any certain box or outward way. Just let it be. So I would say, yes, if you get a good vibe and you've crossed paths with this person several times and it feels good, then absolutely follow that. That's your spirit and your soul speaking. Just be careful not to follow it in the ego way and decide that it has to be something some certain way that the world decides it's supposed to be. So I hope that's helpful. Let's see, do we have anything else on the chat board that I might have missed? I think that does it. So I'm going to go back to, we've got just a few minutes left, and I've told you of a couple of healing things that have occurred that I've been part of. You may even have some of those too. Really what we would call miracles, and you know, miracles are the norm, supposed to be, but we've gotten that all distorted. And you know, I've had so many others. I mean, people with COPD, you know, lung disease, and it clears up, and then things that we would call minor, you know, like Achilles heel problems, Achilles tendon problems, and touch it and never had a problem again, something that had nagged a person for years. Trust in your own inner ability as a healer. Trust in your own inner ability to have the faith to heal yourself and to share the faith and hold the faith with other people to heal. And, you know, healing can be emotional, spiritual, physical. We think of it only, you know, or we think of it largely as physical. But I think that the physical healing is always related to something spiritual. Or sometimes to get to that spiritual, we have to go through the emotional healing. And then we get to the really deep level of spiritual healing, which is always reconnection with Source, with God, with the power that all it is, where everything is perfect. So it's progress back. And so just know that if you wish to heal, you have that ability. And you have the ability to bring healing light and energy through you. And if you tuned in late and you didn't hear the beginning of the show, I'm setting up an online healing touch type class called Angels Touch Healing. And if you go to the website angelstouchtherapy.com, again, that's angelstouchtherapy.com, no periods in between the words, There's some information on the left side of the homepage about this class and what it's about, how it came to be for me. You can also read about my story in the energy healing work. And that's a website that I wrote way back, so but the information is still good and valid. And you can email me if you'd like to be part of the class. It's sort of already started up. I haven't had any of the first sessions yet. That will come next week. But I am asking people to begin to prepare themselves through daily meditation and calming themselves and asking, saying prayers to be that vessel. So if you want to get in that group, email me. Go to the website, angels.touchtherapy.com. Email me at sherrylane444@gmail.com and put in the subject line Angels Healing Class or something of that nature, and I'll get you on there. We have a Facebook page that we're kind of bringing everybody together so that we can communicate that way, and then I'll do it in broadcasts sort of like this that will be private broadcasts. So I'd love to have you join in if it resonates with you. I think we're all going to get something from it, and I just think we're all being called to, I guess, ratchet up our gifts and our healing and let it come through in bigger ways, and I hope that you'll join me in that. I think it's going to be wonderful. And whether you join me in that class or you just step forward in your own gifts that you already have or that you know can come through to you in some other way, please do that. We're being called, and it gets easier and easier for all of us, each of us as light workers. When one steps forward, it's like we're all stepping forward together, and that's really amazing. Okay, I want to run down just a few things of different ways you can connect with me. On Facebook, I have a page called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and we go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles loosely. I do post the daily lesson as kind of a reminder to do the lesson, but other positive thought is mingled in, and either my own thoughts or different authors or spiritual leaders, and it's a very, very uplifting place. I never dreamed when I started it a few years ago that it would be over 250,000 people. It's just growing and growing, and the beauty of it is, you know, like anything, when you have the intention of connecting with those light-minded souls, you will have a connection, whether it's out in the ethers, it's your clicking like and joining in, and you can kind of soak in that energy no matter where you are. And I just think it's a beautiful gathering place. So Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook, if you type that subject in, you'll get to it, and you can like that page. That's where I announce things like if I'm have an upcoming show scheduled, but also just the daily inspiration. It's a good place for it. And if you can join in the conversation, that's wonderful. You know, I always like to remind people that, you know, you can help create what your Facebook news feed becomes, and the things that you, if you like things that are uplifting and positive, if you like that more and join in the conversation, then in all of Facebook's algorithms and everything, that's more of what you'll get. Do that, and I think you'll be very uplifted. I also like to take the time during each show to tell listeners about the book that I wrote and published a few years ago. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And in that, I touched on my big awakening experience. I touched on it somewhat. I didn't tell every detail. Some of it I was keeping safe and personal. I've shared some of that on this radio show before. But it's things that came to me in that time of that touching God, that couple of weeks and that all-knowing, and then shortly thereafter things that transpired. But it is available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles by Sherry Lane. And Amazon has the Kindle version that's only 99 cents right now. Also, you can read the first couple chapters just by clicking on the book. Look inside this book. You can read a little bit. I think it will resonate with you if the show has it all. And what we find a lot of times is that we've had common paths or common understandings that we've come to in our spiritual path, and it just always helps. It's like, oh, yeah, that happened to me too. And it's very affirming. So take a look at that and see if it resonates with you. I'm one, I love my Kindle, and I love to be able to carry a lot of different books with me, but the ones that really speak to me, I like to have a hard copy version that I can just pick up and open up, and that's kind of how I wrote this book, to be able to just open it up to a page and maybe get the message you need right then, or the chapter. So it is available in hardcover and paperback as well, and I just ask you to check that out. See if it resonates with you. We're running out of time here. I'm going to give you a little bit of music to finish up and just let it soak into your being and into your cells and lift you up. It's called On Wings of Love. It's a song that the lyrics were written by my friend Charlotte Phillips, who is an artist, and her husband's a musician, and he wrote the music. She wrote the words, he wrote the music. And if you want to hear more and see her artwork, she's a talented artist that lets the art kind of flow through her from the heart. And you can go on YouTube and just type in Charlotte Phillips, and it will pull up this song, and she may even have a couple of other songs, but also her artwork, Art from the Heart. So I'm going to close with On Wings of Love by Charlotte Phillips and Roger Phillips, and hope to hear you next time. Thank you for being here, and please do join my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day. Thanks a lot, and much love and light to each of you.
Only love to know.